Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to a special after the stream show. So, my opinion about this pay-per-view, it's like one of those, it was one of those pay-per-views that feels like it wasn't going to be okay, probably because the how many matches that was in it, but it did win as good as I expected. And all those, like, my predictions of the matches, if y'all was watching WFSO on Tout, I was kind of like 7 out of 8. I didn't put the main event one because I didn't get to do the video in time. I was just like, just let the main event roll through and see what happens. Because you know how WWE is. They like to change things, so to speak. Which they didn't. Which they, seems like they went through what they wanted. But some of these matches, it did have got some oohs and ahs and like, and all that stuff. It was a good triple threat match they had. A new Intercontinental Champion has been crowned. Let's see, and the rest is like all the other matches, no title change, but it was no tag team title matches. So, I'm thinking some people are probably going to feel like, it should have been a tag team title match in here, and but they had the WLC match happening at the pre-show, which everybody liked it, the match. I guess it was like, it went better than everybody expected. But when we come back, we're going to talk about the results and probably everybody's feelings towards the pay-per-view or the matches that happened. As we watching WWE Fallout after the pay-per-view. So we will be right back and just stay tuned.
Ladies and gentlemen.
That was a good thing to call to say, Little Johnny's gonna be popular than Little Jimmy. Right, we gotta start wearing that shirt again. Talking about the 6-man tag match on the Saturday Fallout. I'm gonna talk about also like every. If my dog can stay still. Okay, we're going to talk about the results in every match and what I think about it, and we go from there. Of course, as y'all see on the pre-show, what the pre-show was for you anyway. El Torito defeated Hornswoggle in the WLC match. What they did, they put a whole bunch of like midgets, like commentating, ref, ring announcer.
Small people.
Oh, thank you. I knew it was a better way to say it than that. I apologize. Small people.
And that wasn't intended as a...
As a joke.
As an attack on anybody. It's just that sometimes some people are not sure how to approach those subjects and just use what they know.
Exactly. So, again, my apologies on that. That match ended up being better than expected. I thought it would be like a decent match, but it ended up being pretty okay. Kicked off as, and I see why they put that match first for the free show, because it did, you know, pump everybody up. You had the little tables, you had the little ladders, little chairs, and all that good stuff.
Little people can't wrestle.
Yeah, they actually did do good. And they made it entertaining and all that stuff. So I admit they did do pretty good on that. And the match was pretty good. Just
in the beginning, we talked about justice, so people failed to understand.
I don't know if you ever hear it, just the Shield, like, I guess, the press conference. Hope y'all can hear it.
Before we can get understand that, okay? We came in set standard. We talk about this as the new symbol of excellence. That's not just a catchphrase. That's the truth. Because every single night, every town, including tonight in IZOD, against Evolution, we're the best. We are better than everybody, and we make everybody step their game up, including former world champions. So as justice is concerned, yes. Metaphorically speaking, every time we're out there and we do our thing, justice is concerned. No. I have a two-part question. Last Monday on Raw, Chris Webber endorsed you guys heading into this match. What kind of extra motivation does that give you? And my second question would be, last year the three most of all, you never won, you won gold, tag team championship for Seth and Roman, you won USL. Now this victory, what does the three most
mean? Oh, wow, it has been a year since he held it.
I don't know what happened to this way,
I got it right there.
Same shit, we need more of that, huh?
looking at the best, man. It's going to take a lot more than an old man to lower things. Was it cool? Damn right it was cool. That was awesome. But we back it up, man. This is what it is. Man. You know, motivation? No. Being the best is our motivation.
For us, this is a grind here. Day in, day out, the lifestyle. This is what we do. So, it wasn't really something that we had thought about, the stream rules being kind of a benchmark show for us. But now that you pointed out, you know, we have made our mark here at this show 2 years in a row. So when you look back at it, I think in retrospect, you say, yeah, it's a special show. It's an environment we see that thrives. You know what I'm saying? When you throw all the out the window and an element of chaos and unpredictability, that's just, that fits right into what we do.
Is that everything?
You know, we specialize in a lot of things, and I think the stream rules just kind of works for us. So, like you said,
my day is not his day.
I don't think it's that way on purpose. It just happens to be.
Sure, this is functioning with a unit now for some time, very effectively, whereas Evolution has had basically a 10-year layoff. Do you think that gave you an advantage, the fact that the three of you have been working very consistently for well over a year now?
I mean, I think it, you know, I don't think it won the war, but I think it helped, you know, I mean, when you're as tight as we are, you know, I mean, we skipped the friends.
All right.
Game,
you out of here?
Yeah. Very short night.
Are you good right here?
Mm-hmm.
Get home safe. Yeah, there's our people. Thank you. Money flaunting and limos and private jets and buses. We don't have that. We rent a car and we ride together. We go from town to town and we tear it up every single night. I don't think it was 10 years. I think it was every single day that we just rolled. We steamrolled through everybody through the town. This is going to keep happening. I think the level of trust in your partner to jump out of the ceiling of the Isaac Center,
that was
probably going to take...
As to be said, I will say this, over the past few months, WWE is getting their wrestling to a different level.
And so he cracks and burns. I'm going to pick him up.
No, that's just how he is.
And drag him out of the building. If he can't walk, I'll pick him up and carry him. You know, stuff like that.
Got it.
Yeah, and you know, Triple H talked before the match tonight about how we thought that their egos would get in the way of them winning this match. And he said that wasn't going to be the case. But we knew. I mean, you look at Evolution now. And I'm not taking anything away from those guys. Former world champion, main event.
Did you just spray something?
These guys.
Yeah.
They brought the
fight.
Like we knew they would.
Airwick.
They're top of the line. I'm not taking anything away from them. These are not the same guys who started Evolution 10 years ago. The third player. They're just not the same guys. They're all in different places in their life. You know, you got one guy who's a movie star over here. You got a guy who's trying to run a $1 billion corporation over here. You got Randy Orton. He was soft when he started. 10 years down the road, his body's brittle, man. They're not the same men they once were. Not taking anything away from them. Evolution was, and never will be.
Wow, strong words. I would have to say those are really, really strong words.
They're right, though.
Yeah, they are right. It was a good way that they did point that out, that they wasn't the same as they used to be. And especially, like you said, Triple H trying to run the corporation and Randy Orton hasn't been much of the same. And Batista mainly, like, I wouldn't say he's a part-time wrestler, but he's a, yeah.
Batista.
So you might have just put it that way. So it's like, I guess like the same thing with The Rock is like the movies were, you know, the movies are more important, but it does bring the money in. I get that. But I guess juggling it like Batista is like, there's mad respect for Batista. The first matchup that kicked off the show, Cesaro, Rob Van Dam, and Jack Swagger. Like I said, it was another decent match. So the result did win it as I expected. And I guess with the feud with Jack Swagger and Cesaro, I think it ain't over, but I think what they did, they could have put him in a one-on-one match and maybe have like a hardcore match or something like that. But they just decide to add Rob Van Dam in the mix, at least have him something, because this is kind of like an ECW thing, you know, because ECW Extreme Rules, when they used to happen in June. So they had to at least add RVD into the mix, one of the ECW originals. And with Paul Heyman in the mix, with backing up Cesaro. So it just made sense. So I understand why this match was in place. And of course, understand they're going to push Cesaro, and how far they're going to push him, who knows. The next match with Alexander Russo versus R-Truth and Xavier Woods. Kind of a quick match. I thought it could have went a little bit longer. It could have went a little bit longer. Yeah, it was. Well, the plan since they made that match for a beginning, felt like it was a fill-in. Just they needed at least one squash match, and that's what they did. And decent match. I just thought it could have went a little bit longer. So that was my opinion on that. So we got three down and. Two, three, five more matches we're going to talk about. So play a couple of songs. We'll be right back to talk more about the rest of the five matches that happened.
You. So going into this match, when you are concerned that your prior relationship with Jack Swagger would in any way cloud or affect your judgment during the match itself?
Not at all. I know Jack Swagger better than anybody else. I probably know Jack Swagger better than Jack Swagger knows. See, what I do is I'm a very intelligent person, as you may know, because you don't look like a very intelligent person yourself. So from the minute I meet people, I start gathering information. So I know Jack better than he does, and after the end of the match, very successfully so. Any other questions? Any more questions, please direct me to Mr. Hayes, because he's written for the Zion. We have somebody else to talk for
you. RBG insisted that there's still a score down between the Cesaro. Is that true, or did Cesaro tell us that?
Hold on. Gap in a couple of buttons. To which I shall retort. RBG has a score to settle with Cesaro, for Cesaro beat RBG. The Big Show has a score to settle with Cesaro, for Cesaro beat the Big Show. Mark Henry has a score to settle with Cesaro, for Cesaro beat Mark Henry. Jack Swagger has a score to settle with Cesaro, for Cesaro beat Jack Swagger. You see the pattern that is developing. It shall come to pass that there will be time here in WWE if Mark Lockwood has a score to settle with Cesaro, where there's not one member of that locker room that Cesaro can't. Or do you doubt that, sir? Does anybody in this room doubt that? Does anybody in this room doubt that Cesaro is the next top-tier talent here in WWE?
Oh, that's true.
Even she agrees. But, you know, doesn't mean much. But at least it counts for something. I have nothing but respect for you, ma'am, and very little of that. Anything else? Not you. Mind if we go? Been a pleasure. Thank you, ladies and
gentlemen. Poor Amy. I swear to God, he's something else. Just. Well, is that? Oh, okay. Here's Jack Swagger's.
Battle Royal
winning tonight
the Triple Threat
Elimination
match.
Is
there a little bit of a jealousy factor with you as since he's
left the Real American? If you think I'm jealous of him, you are mistaken. Here's the question. How many world championships has Cesaro won? That's zero. What is there to be jealous of? He has a Battle Royal trophy that I smashed? No. No jealousy. At this point,
Cesaro,
a face, and your
former
tag team.
Mm-mm.
So, Jack Swagger's
face?
I didn't
know. No. Only person that was a face was RBD in that match.
And I know he moves. He is an amazing competitor, very intense, very strong. But I think that gives me the advantage. I know his strength, and I can use him against him. Yeah, you.
Is that going forward, Real American, are you focused on singles competition, or are you looking for a new tag team partner for Jack Swagger?
Both. I'm going to go over the water level, thank you.
We're going to be successful.
We know.
I don't hate anyone in my life, but what he did. Hey, if he wanted to go, why didn't he and Paul Heyman come up to them and say, hey, we want to do this. And I'm not going to hold back anyone. But the way they did it, that's where the animosity. Now, just because we won, we lost a battle, does not mean we're going to lose the war. And I am looking to for another guy who's a little nervous that the right one comes along with taking, or we'll ask him, or we'll see about it. Jack has to agree with it. But our mission remains the same, and nothing has changed. Hey, come on. See the real thing there, and best culprit there, right? The shit that is Jack Swagger. Rob Van Dam's never wanted to stay down for too long. Let's see what RBD had to say following this Triple Threat Elimination match.
Do you think there's still a score to settle between you and Cesaro?
Oh, definitely unfinished business between me and Cesaro. But as I said, being on the non-winning end, I'll put it that way, for tonight's match, because he is great. I've been following him since before I even returned, and I knew he was the guy to watch. He's very talented. He's a great wrestler. He's very strong. And he's got a great future, no doubt about that. But, again, on the whole damn show, I've got years and years of experience on him.
Oh, look at his eyes.
Yeah, I saw that.
That
when did that happen when you went through the...
Good.
You see what I mean? That he's not in the place.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I don't know if they're looking at this like, okay, Star wasn't really better. I'm not looking at it that way. I'm looking at it like, yeah, tonight was his night. There will be another night. Possibly several nights. I'm a proven commodity. You guys know how durable I am. Like I said, I've done this for years and years and years. I'm a very hard guy to hurt. Even if you are able to hold me down for one more second than I was able to hold you down, that happens this time. Next time, let's see what happens. All right? Thank you. So that was Rob J.
Let's just talk about the other five matches. Like I said, I never knew that they did like press conference like that after the pay-per-view. They probably started doing that at WrestleMania, which I should have just paid attention to that, which I didn't, so kind of feel bad that I didn't, but well, we'll remember next time. Brad Newsberry defeated Big E and become the new Intercontinental Champion for the fourth time. I thought it was for the third time, but it was four, so I might have miscounted. But, anywho. Oh, yeah, that's right. Okay, now I remember how you... Okay. So don't mind me. But, it was a good, very good finish. I like the finish of this match, actually. But I thought it was crazy that the fans was like really behind them, but as you know about some fans, they love their heels. Yeah, it's just like, I guess, it's like some people I just can't, I guess you can understand why they like what they like. But I guess it's just one of those things that you just wish that, you know, you boo them to respect the heels, you cheer the faces because you respect them and you like what they're doing. Like, it's the same thing as heels. You just boo them because you like what they're doing. I think that message is just still going to get out there. But hey, what more can you do? But anyway, and plus that's what they're talking about right now, that he won the IC title.
Well, he did.
He did.
Just 'cause he's English,
but I would have thought that they would have pushed him up and he'll give him like a world title match or give him the title or something. But, what more can you say? What was the next match to talk about? The Shield versus Evolution. Awesome. Awesome match.
Awesome when it's a Triple H match?
Sadly, I had to because it wasn't just all of them. It wasn't just Evolution that, you know, made that match, but the Shield definitely made that match as well. Especially jumping from top of the... just like from top of the bleachers jumping out on them. That was cool. And it was just like they got it fast-paced and got the match going as they should have. So the Shield did win the match. as I expected. And like I said, it wasn't a fast-paced match in the beginning, but when it comes to towards like the middle and the end, they did. But okay, they're gonna talk to Bad News Barrett, so just let's see.
Congratulations on tonight's win. Now that you're the Intercontinental Champion, will you be still a veteran?
The idea behind bad news is that there's no bad news for me. It's bad news for everybody else. And now I've got this partner on my way. It's even less reason to be good news. I'm even more motivated to continue the bad news and make sure I'm constantly going on with the Intercontinental Championship around. Yep.
You described being a competitor, and now that you've become a Intercontinental Champion again, what's the difference now that you're a Intercontinental Champion compared to the other reigns you've had in the past?
Well, first of all, Big E, I've really run him down these last few weeks, but he's a hell of a competitor. I think he's had this title for about 6 months, and with good reason. He's a huge, powerful guy. He's very explosive. I've played a few mind games with him lately, telling me he's boring and he's a cardboard cutout champion. None of that is actually true. The simple fact is I'm just better than him. I'm bad news Barrett. I can beat anyone on my day. And the thing is, I've been here for 6 months because he's legit. He's one of the strongest guys in the company. He's one of the most explosive guys. He's an incredible move. You saw how he threw me around. I'm 255 pounds. He threw me around with a ragdoll and the opportunity. Ultimately, I mean, I'm with this ball hammer, and this is a match for anybody in WWE. And in terms of that, like you said, this is my fourth time with it. The first three times, I would say, this was very much kind of viewed a little lower in WWE than it has been in years past, mainly because of that, the World Heavyweight Championship and the WWE Championship. Now those two have merged. And they're held by Daniel Bryan, and there's a lot less power floating around. I think the prestige of this title is raised a lot higher. So there's going to be a lot more people coming for this. I think it's got a higher profile in WWE now than it has in 10 years. And I suppose for me personally, I'm obviously more experienced than I have been in the past when I've had it. I'm better now. I'm more well-rounded. I've been working on things like fitness, innovation, new moves. I think I'm in a position now where I can really carry it with the kind of honor and dignity. Ultimately, I've said day one when I got to the WWE, there's never been an English champion here. There's been competitors in the past. I came close to Roy Smith, the British Bulldog, who was my idol when I was a kid. William Regal, he's another guy who, in my opinion, should have helped the battle before. I came very close when I was with Nexus in 2010, but I didn't quite make that final leap. So ultimately, that's where I want to get to. That's my future, and I'm pretty focused on that. But in the meantime, I'm very proud to be carrying the Intercontinental Championship. I know there's going to be an entire roster of guys who are going for this from top to bottom. I think everybody wants this title these days. And, you know, I'm going to be the best Intercontinental Champion there's ever been before.
And congratulations.
That was a good way to talk about the Intercontinental title like that. Like, I understand they're saying that the less and less titles that's going to be floating around. Hold on. Now, break Biggie.
What do you want me to say? What should I say?
I would say he gave me his all. He gave me his very best. And I stood over the beat. And I gave him everything I had. And again, he was victorious. And I laid on the ground for the 1, 2, 3. And that was all he wrote. Thank you.
I'm sorry, but that was awesome.
Short and sweet. That was
the King's speech.
I have a dream. I want a match. Don't finish
that. Oh God, but you know that Big E is gonna be in line for a rematch, so that's probably going to be coming very soon, so maybe it could be on Payback. Maybe it could be tomorrow night on Raw.
Right.
Well, he is guaranteed to get a rematch. But that's... it was short and sweet. Like I said, I like speeches that's like that, like short and sweet. I know my...
So our wedding vows should be to you. Yep, to you. Yep, to marriage. Is that how it should be?
Well, yeah, because I know you don't want to drag it along. You should be like, man, let's get this over with.
Do you take the... Yes. Do you take... Yes.
Yes.
You're married. Let's party! Rick's doing it. You know that's going to come out somewhere.
I just think, like, short and sweet speeches, like, what just happened with Big E, which is funny.
Yeah.
That got you. man. But, we're going to have our final words and talk about the last three matches that happened on the card, and we will be right back.
My homie.
And we are back. So, no, though we got like.
You want Pitch Perfect?
Yeah.
606.
And it looks like it just came on too. But anyways, let's talk about the last three matches. We're probably gonna have to be a little bit quick with these. Bray Wyatt versus John Cena steel cage match. I wasn't too shocked that Bray Wyatt win, but just like how it was going with WrestleMania, like he was trying to bring a monster out of Cena and thought he would be doing the same thing. So I guess his thing was to win this match more than trying to bring a monster out of him. But it will be interesting to see how this goes, but it just kind of shows that this feud is going to be far from over. So, Chapter 3 will be in effect and got Payback pay-per-view, so they might have another match at Payback, which most likely I think they will, but we will see. There's also Paige versus Tamina Snuka. It went as long as it did. I don't know. I guess some of these diva matches now, like, there's more of them that can, like, actually can go. I think some of the, at least some of the diva matches can be a little bit longer than it should. That's just my opinion on that. So, it went good for what it was, but they could have, you know, probably kept it going a little bit longer. Paige did retain with a submission move, which is an awesome submission move. I think they called it the Scorpion Leg Lock or something like that.
Yeah.
But Daniel Bryan versus Kane, that match actually did deliver. Then it delivered as big as we thought. So, but it was cool overall, and you just had them fighting in the background, I mean, in the backstage, had them fighting on cars. What else? Using the forklift and all that good stuff. But Daniel Bryan did retain and, he retained and they had the table on fire as well.
They just took it to people saying they wanted like the hardcore in the old days and everything, and they kind of brought some of that back into it.
And that's
what you'd expect from pay-per-views. You expected the tables, the forklifts, the smashing through cars, the flaming tables, and I think that they're slowly realizing that's what people want.
Right, exactly. We're still gonna be talking about more of these matches tomorrow on WFSO Aftermath, if we want to talk about like more information about this match. Also tomorrow, I think we're probably going to try to have a list of 10 wrestlers that any company like WWE, TNA, the 10 wrestlers that we think that have been misused, we will share that. And I think we're going to have another topic to talk about as well, but just got to try to remember what it was. But it probably will be announced like the morning of anyway, but also, and still taking requests for people like someone's mixing up and stuff like that for the Smash Up Show. And also check out our website, WrestlingFanSpeakOut.Weebly.com. Subscribe to our videos on YouTube. Look for us on Taub. Look for us on Twitter, YouTube. And we are going to once again be live on Ustream for the show as well tomorrow. So you guys check that out. And from all of us here, go and play one more song. You guys have a good night. And don't forget about the rest of the shows that go on as well. And you have a good night. And hopefully y'all can listen to us tomorrow at 10:30 p.m. Central Time. Yeah.
Don't agree with what I know. Tomorrow.